Blog Talk Radio.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Again, just who I am, because I need to know.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pace. solidify your ministry is under to position you faith on the line with Prophet's Pain. If you're not new to the ministry, then you already know it's Friday night and it's time for prayer. If you need prayer and you can hear the sound of my voice, you need to get on the phone line. Don't get me wrong, we appreciate you being online. We appreciate you listening to the podcast, but if you need prayer, you need to be on the phone lines with us now. And you still have time if you're listening online to get on the phone line. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. The song that I played for tonight to open the service up was You Say by Lauren Daigle. Again, if you need prayer, don't be shy, because after the woman of God finishes praying what the Lord is putting in her spirit for tonight, I'm going to come back on. And if you're on the phone lines and you need prayer, I will be glad to pray with you all tonight. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. If you forget the number, but you're following me, Prophet Stacy, on social media, on Instagram, at Prophet Stacy, on Twitter, at Politifier, jump on one of those and look at the number. It's up there. And with that being said, I'm going to jump right into it because I'm ready for prayer. I need prayer, and so do you, so get on the phone line. Prophet's page, you're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that tune in on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you on the phone line and you on Block Talk Radio. Thank and praise God, you all on the internet and however you may listen to Faith on the Line. I want to thank and praise God for you all tuning in. I want to thank and praise God for you all because you could be elsewhere, but you choose to be online for prayer. And I thank and praise God for you all on tonight. I want to thank and praise God because Faith on the Line is simply a prayer line. It's simply for faith. And now God will allow me to give encouraging words also. And I want to thank and praise you all. And our theme verse is coming from Hebrews 11:1, where the word of God say, for faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So I thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight, because I thank and praise God that faith is what's going to carry us throughout today. Faith is what's going to get us what we want. Faith is what's going to take us to that. Faith is what's going to heal our body. Having faith is what we're going to be able to have to be able to make it in this world of evil and sin in it. So I want to thank and praise God. Faith is what's going to cause things to open up, cause doors to open up for us. Faith is what's going to cause bodies to be healed. You got to have faith. And just a little bit, and just a little tiny seed faith, that's all you need. And I thank and praise God that I know faith, that I walk in faith, and I live in faith every day. In faith, and I have to trust God. If I minister, then I encourage you all about faith. That lets me know that my faith, I thank and praise God for elevating my faith to be able to tell you all about faith. I don't just talk faith. I don't just tell you all faith. I live it. I even walk it, and I see it faith every day. And I thank and praise God for allowing me to be able to be on Faith on the Line, to be able to share with y'all, encourage them, be able to share my life story, be able to share miracles, how God has really performed miracles in my life, in my home, in my family. I want to thank and praise God also, and I want to thank and praise God if we have any new people on the line or any new people on the phone. I want to let you all know to thank God for you all, and I want to let you all know that faith is a small word, but it brings out a bigger, when you put it to work, it brings out big things. And I thank and praise God for faith. And I want to let you all know, too, let's trust God no matter what. if you trust God, and if you let God lead you and guide you, if you stand on God's word, if you be true to him, God will be truthful to you. The word of God tells us those things in his word. And I want to thank and praise God on tonight for Faith on the Line. I want to thank and praise God because the enemy came in my family one more time. And this time, the enemy came in, tried to attack my mom. My mom could have been gone, but the Lord allowed deaf angels to behave. And I thank and praise God for bringing my mom through. She had another life stroke, and the enemy began to use it. And she was on medication that could have took her out, but the Lord restored her back to what the doctor said that she had. What the doctor said she had, God began to turn that thing around that she don't have it anymore. So I thank and praise God for working a miracle in my mom's life. And I want to let you all know this is what faith is all about, trusting and believing that God is going to do just what his words say. And I thank and praise God for faith. So as I get ready to pray on tonight, and I'll be praying and believing God to open up some doors and believing God for direction for some of you all, believing God for healing, believing God to open up some doors and believing God for new jobs and whatever you may be believing him for, whatever you may be trusting God for, don't give up on God because God is a God of promise. He promised us things. But we have to believe that he will do. We got to trust him and his word. It's not going to come when we want it. But the word of God tells us when he comes on time. And I praise God on tonight. And I ask that you all, let's pray and let's touch and agree. Because the Bible says that there's two or three touching and agreeing in his name. He's in the midst of us. And I thank and praise God for being in the midst of me. And I know that if he's in the midst of me, he's in the midst of you all too. So let's pray on tonight and let's join our faith together. And once we join together, we can run the devil out of the way. We can run him away. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I come to you right now, God. Come to you, Lord God, this hour, this time, God. Thank you for every second, every minute. Thank you for every hour, Lord, of this day that you have blessed us with. Father God, first, Lord, I want to come to you with forgiveness, God. Ask that you will forgive us, Lord God, for anything, Lord God, that we committed or omitted that was not of you, God. Ask you, Lord God, to cleanse us, God, and wash us, God, that we won't do those things to sin against you. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for aiding us to be able to come on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise you, God, because your word tells us that, Lord God, put all of our trust in you. Your word say, Lord God, whatever we ask in your name, you will do it. So, Lord, I ask you to touch my sister, touch my brother, God. Touch those, Lord God, that's listening by airway, those that's listening on Blog Talk Radio, on the phone line, or maybe iTunes, wherever they may be listening to Faith on the Line that's on tonight, God. We begin to ask you to touch them right now. Touch them in their body, God. Lord, somebody needs you for to be a healer on tonight. Somebody needs you for to be a healer. Maybe it's day in your state or your city. Somebody needs you to be a healer in the morning, God, and at night, God. God, we decree and we declare, Lord, I pray right now for your word saying Isaiah 53:5 that you was wounded for my transgression. You was bruised for the iniquity, and by the chastisement of your peace was upon us, and by your stripes we are healed. That lets me know, God, we are already healed from whatever that infirmity is. Lord, we come against that infirmity, Lord God, right now, because your word say we heal. Your word also says Psalms 103 and 3, that you heal all diseases, God. You heal all sickness, God. So, Lord, we come to you right now that you would touch my sister, that you would touch my brother, God, that you would touch that mom, that dad, that child, God, Lord, that cousin, that uncle, that auntie, that grandmother, granddaddy, that nephew, God, that little baby, God, that you would touch right now, God, by your stripes. They are already healed because your word said they are healed. They are healed from that pain, God, that they have to hurt all night. They are healed from that, Lord God, they are healed from the hurt that somebody caused their heart to be to pain, God. They are healed, God, by that pain, God, that the doctors, Lord God, said that they are stage 4, stage 3 of cancer, God. We declare right now that it's healed, God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for that back replacement, that knee replacement, God, that hip replacement is healed right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Somebody may be dealing with the flu, God. Somebody may be dealing with the virus. Somebody may be dealing with any kind of diseases, God, that's dealing with, Lord, it's healed right now because your word says it's healed. Somebody needs you, God, for Lord God, need to be healed in their marriage, God. Lord God, it's healed right now. Peace begin to come. Love begin to come back, God. I decree it and I declare it, God, that all, Lord God, spirit that's poison, God, into the ear, into the minds of your people, God, that you begin to, Lord God, come in, God, and bring peace, God, in the midst of the pain, God. Lord, even looking to have mercy, God, upon that person, God, that don't know which way to go. They want to go north, south, maybe east or west, God. Lord, give them direction, God. Lord, your word say, Lord God, lead not to our own understanding. Your word tell us to, but Lord, in all our way, acknowledge you. Lord, direct them what way to go, Lord. Direct them, Lord God, in what job offer to take, God. Direct them in what direction to move, God. Direct them, God, in what way to go when it's come to a church home, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, your word say you will direct our path. God, open up a door of financial blessing for somebody, God. Somebody needs you to pay a bill, God. Somebody needs you, God, to pay their rent, God. Somebody needs you, God, to pay their car note. Somebody needs you, God, their house, Lord, notice in foreclosure, God. Begin to open up a door of blessing, God, and pull out your blessings upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, look up on that pastor, that doctor, that evangelist, that Lord God, that prophecy, that minister, that Lord God, that apostle, God. Begin to open up a door for them, God. Trust them, God, that you will begin to, Lord God, bless them, Lord, with that they're members, God. Lord, trust that one, God, that trying to relocate, don't know which way to go. Test that pastor, that bishop, and make them strong. Lord God, we bind up every hands of the enemy that's trying to come up against them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, look up on that wandering child, God, right now. Begin to bring them home safely, God, sound and no harm, danger added to them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I even thank you, God, for everyone's on the phone line. Those that are listening in, those that may be listening later. God, that you will bless them like never before. That you will open up the door, God, that no man could shut. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you. Lord, I give your name praise. God, I give you the glory. Father, I give you all the honor, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, look and have mercy, God, on our nation, God. Lord, in the White House, God. Lord, I ask you to touch every heart, Lord God. Everyone that's, Lord, committing evil, Lord God, that's trying to commit attack, God, on your nation, on your people, God. Begin to stop the hands of the enemy right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that it will not travail, God. Lord, we bind every spirit that's not like you from the White House, Lord God. But Lord, your words say, God, that you are the King of Kings. Your words say that you hold every nation, God. You over all things, God. Lord, even, Lord, the rich people, God. You're over them all, God. I don't care about, you don't care about their money. You don't care about their fortunes and things, God. But your words say, God, that, Lord God, you are the God. And your words say that every knee shall bow to you. And every tongue going to confess, God. Lord, save the people, Lord. Deliver those that in dark places. Bring, Lord God, bring peace, God, to those that in confusion, Lord, situations right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we need you. Touch our children, Father. We bind every spirit that's trying to attack their mind, God. They're trying to attack their heart, their soul, and the body, God. That you begin to bring our children, God. That they don't be a victim of gun violence, of sex trafficking, God. Of homosexuality, God. Of gang violence, God. Of bullying, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, that they don't come, Lord God. That they don't be a victim of drugs, Lord God. Lord, that they don't, Lord God, be teenage parents at an early age, God. Lord God, even sexual transmitted diseases, we cancel them out right now. That they will be, Lord, the children of today, God. That they will grow up to be successful. God, touch the mind. We bind every schizophrenic, every bipolar, every anger, every, Lord God, we come against these things that come against our children's mind. That's caused them to act in the way that you, that's not of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. God, we simply give your name praise today. Your word to give thanks, God, in all things. Your word to praise you, God. Lord, let every breath, Lord, every breath, Lord, praise you, God, and I thank you, God, because the things, Lord, here on this earth, your word says already ours, God. All we have to do is give you thanks and praise for it, and we thank you for what's been happening. We thank you for what's coming, God. We thank you for what already done. We thank you for manifesting your blessing already, God. We thank you for, Lord God, the healing power that the ruling rests all over our body. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, I even ask you, God, that you will begin to look upon the children, God. Look upon the children of a world vision, God. I decree and declare, God, the sponsors, God, there will be sponsors, Lord God. They will be sponsored, God, that they will be able to have a hot meal, go to school, clothes, God, and be taken care of. In the mighty name of Jesus. But Father God, I simply give your name praise and the glory. Thank you, Lord God, for the words, Lord God. To be able to put it out there, Lord God. Lord God, your word say, when I was naked, you clothed me not. When I was hungry, you didn't even feed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. When I was homeless, you didn't give me a place to stay. Open up the door where people are, God, that they will begin to bless your children, that they will begin to have, Lord God, have the things, Lord God. Your word say, God, that we are to help those that's in the need. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. And Lord, I simply give your name praise now. Now, God, now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you on tonight. Bless every listener. Bless everyone going to tune in. Bless everyone, God, that you're bringing to faith on the mind, God. Lord God, that they will be healed. Delivered, that they will be restored. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'll pray. And I want to thank you all on tonight for listening. I didn't say amen because maybe somebody on the phone line may need prayer. I'm going to turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. And you all have a blessed and marvelous weekend until next Friday on Faith on the Line again. Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you. You can close out with the amen if we don't have any on the phone line.
We give you praise now, God. That's what I took away from prayer on tonight. We give you praise now. You don't wait. You give it to him now. Whether you have what you're asking for or you're waiting on it still, you're giving praise now. We give you praise for the things that you've done in Natasha's mom's life. I take that personally because I love her mom. So thank you for that, God. We give you praise now. And I'm talking just to give you a little bit more time. I'm going to give you my one announcement. If you need prayer, as I said, the number is 347-426-3782. Because as of right now, there's nobody on the phone in need of prayer. And I know that's wrong. Somebody out there needs prayer. So I'm just going to give my announcement. Everybody under the sound of my voice, be sure to join me for Prolific Fire this Monday night. Coming up, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. By calling the number that many of you call tonight, 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. That's blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. Last week, I announced the message as being examining the guilt. Since then, the Lord put in my spirit to change the title. It's now entitled Survivor's Guilt. So if you or somebody you know has survived an accident, a bad situation, and others didn't, and you feel guilty, you have survivor's guilt. And you need to hear what the Lord is going to say through this message on Monday night. So be sure to join me for Prolific Fire. And if you don't get your prayer request in on tonight, don't worry about it. You can call in to Prolific Fire. And after the word, not before, after the word, I will be glad to pray with you then. Going once, going twice. If I see nobody mention one, then I'm going to assume that everybody is satisfied for tonight. Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay, I'm going to say amen like Prophetess Pate told me to. Amen. To God be the glory. Until Monday night, everybody, be blessed. We're out.